Severe weather continues along the Gulf Coast after winds whipped through a regatta on Mobile Bay in Alabama on Saturday. Two people died. Today, the Coast Guard located one man, but four are still missing after more than 100 boats participating in or watching the 55th annual Dolphin Island Race were caught. Michael Dumas is with the Press Register in Mobile. And Michael, it must be pretty tense there.
It really is. Nobody knows names of those that are missing. Nobody even knows the names confirmed of those that have died. So there's a lot of uncertainty, especially with families still on the island waiting for some sort of good news or even any news.
Yeah, well, the video is incredible. What are people saying about this storm? How high were the waves? And by the way, these are big boats, so set the scene for us.
Well, here's the thing. Some of them are big boats. The one in the video that you're referencing definitely was. It was 36 foot. But the gentleman on that boat that had the GoPro on his head that I talked to said that while they were looking around for survivors, they found a 16-foot catamaran that had been capsized. And that's about the smallest boat you can sail in such a race. So, you know, the waves were from 8 to 10 feet, we've heard reports of, with winds peaking near 70 miles an hour, which is in the realm of a tropical storm or even a low-grade hurricane.
There's a couple that was dumped into the ocean after their 23-foot boat was upended. Tell us about the rescue efforts, because we hear there are a lot of Good Samaritans.
Well, you've had immediate rescues where, you know, you've got 100, as many as 110 or more boats in the water when it hits. So, you know, what has happened a lot of times whenever somebody goes overboard is another boat's nearby, they swing by, pick them up, and you have somebody that's in the water for, you know, less than a few minutes. So that's a good thing. And then when folks are just trying to get out of the storm, you have more official vessels from the Coast Guard and maybe, you know, the Alabama Department of Marine Services, people like that, that get out, that have the sort of motorboats that are equipped to go into high seas and actually do some rescuing.
Well, we heard of upwards of 40 people pulled out of the water right after the storm line first went through, but some staying in that water for a couple of hours. And we're not talking about a little harbor here. They were out at sea.
Yeah, that's correct. When you get near Dolphin Island, the bay actually opens up into the Gulf of Mexico. And when I got on scene Saturday evening, I literally stepped out of my car and right up to a father whose son had just been rescued 5 minutes earlier after 6 hours in the water.
Yeah.
And they were on a 24-foot boat.
Yeah. So was this storm predicted? I mean, people we understand in your area are saying don't try to go out today to help because there's going to be more touchy weather. This storm, again, it's so quick and the waves so high and the wind speed so incredible and thunderstorms. Was this predicted?
Well, we saw the system as many boaters. I mean, these people are, you know, they're experienced. Most of the people that are in the regatta are very experienced, especially sailing on the bay and in these conditions. And the storm system could be seen. It was actually producing thunderstorm warnings from Louisiana to Mississippi as it got closer to us. I think the speed it was moving, which is 50 knots and above the system itself, and the fact that when it hit the bay, it was even stronger than that. I think that just surprised some people that were still out on the course.
Yeah. That's Michael Dumas, reporter for the Press Register newspaper in Mobile, Alabama, where officials there, the Coast Guard, still searching for four people missing after a storm tore through a regatta out there on Mobile Bay. Michael, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And you're listening to Here and Now.